And the Dalet on the days, let us start, Rav Yosef Omar, Bipnei Sheneim Shalaniyim Nesuis Bemikva Megillah. Rav Yosef had said that the reason we don't learn the Megillah on Shabbos because the Aniyim are waiting for Mikra Megillah, that is when they get Matanas Lav Yainim. And Rashi says, Nesuris L'mikra Megillah, L'kabel Matanis Avyoinim, the Efshel B'Shabbos, and you can't give Matanis L'Avyoinim in Shabbos. We mentioned Al Chashizim says Al Tmukze, because money is Mukze, and Chazanish says Al Tveitzor, because in Yesod one can give food also for Matanis L'Avyoinim, and it's not practical for all the Avyoinim to come and eat by the houses of people. So therefore, it is impossible to be Mekai Matanis Lav Yoinim in Shabbos. So therefore, and Matanis Lav Yoinim is Mekusha to Mikra Megillah. Let us see Taisvis, Rav Yosef, Omar B'nei Sheineim, Shel Aniyim, Nesuis L'Mikra Megillah. So Taisvis says, Al Kochach Tzorach Leimer, Rav Yosef, Leipolik Ataim Ede Rabbe. Rabbe said, the reason We're not kaira the Megillah and Shabbos. Al tzeire shemi yavirenu dal damas b'shus harab. The Taisa says Rav Yosef doesn't disagree with Rabbi. The gabi shayt of a lul of leketaim achrine. There's no other reason by shayt and lul. So why does Rav Yosef have to give another time? Bikol makim kama hochetaim achrine mishum dike nafkuse miha b'migdash. The lack of shvus, what will be the migdash? Migdash, there's no shvus. Ain't shvus be migdash. So it'll come out the migdash that one should be permitted to lay the Megillah and Shabbos. Hello? Also, Mishmai swore the Kamar Rabbi Yosef that they were oiker the mitzvah mikra Megillah be Shabbos because of Matanas Lavyain. That is L'chei Reb Shat and Taisvis. The Torei Eben asks on Taisvis. He says he doesn't understand where Taisvis got this from, that the Ein Shvus B'Migdash. He says, the Mishnah says in Lulav Arove that Lulav Shisha V'Shiveh. If it's the first day, then is Lulav. The first day of Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then it's Lulav Shiva. And then Paul says, why were they makel that it's Teich Shabbos? Because even Begvulun, it's also a Deraisa, so Mameila, that's where they were makel. But like this, if Shabbos falls out in Chalamoid, it's only Shisha, so it's not Teich Shabbos. You don't say some of their Klal and Shvus B'Migdush. And Arova also, it's only if Ishana Rabba falls out in Shabbos because of the Tzedakim. But like this, he says, we don't find a cloud that you say in Shavuos B'Migdash, this is a mitzvah in Yisod which has nothing to do with the Migdash. So Mehechi Teisi, you should say in Shavuos B'Migdash. And the etzim kasha of Taisvis, why does Rav Yosef have to give a new time, typically of the time of Rabbi? So he wants to say that Rav Yosef held the time of Rabbi works with a hakdomik. Hoyul v'hakil chayovim. So Rashi said, mitech shemachuyiv v'dobol hu bohu losei shidei chayovim. So the greater the chiyuv is, the more olul he is to be mechalel Shabbos. So he says. So Rav Yosef held vishleime by shayfer and lulav, which is a chiyuv d'iraisa. So a person, there's a tremendous pressure on the person. So he's bohul, and so therefore he might come to be mechalel Shabbos. Masha ein kein by Megillah, Rav Yosef held that it's only a darabonim. It's not as chomor as shayfer v'lulav, so there is not so much of a behilus. So memela, he won't come to be mechal v'shabbos. So therefore, the gzera d'rabbe does not apply by Megillah. That's why Rav Yosef had to say a different time. Tanya nami hochi, the Gemara says, I have Tanya nami hochi, and we learned in the Baraisa also like this. The Baraisa says, אף על פי שאמרו כפרים מקדיבים ליום הכניסה, even though the כפרים המקדים ליום הכניסה, וזה דלוש נשווה, גויבן בוי ביום ומחלקים בוי ביום. So they gave him a ton of slavyonim, and they divided him a ton of slavyonim that day, the Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara asks, Afal Pisha Omru, even though you're still Mechalik Matana Slavyonim, Adarabe, Mishum Da Omru Hu. Okay, because they said that this is Man Kriya, Allo hoyl ba amru. Okay, because the price is a little vergreist, and you have to say it's false. Hoyl ba amru. Shekvorim magdimim liyoyim haknise. Goyimim boi vayoyimim, machalkim boi vayoyimim, neishenayim shalaniyim nesueis bemikra megil. So we see Tanya nami hohi. So that is why we are goyve Matanis Lavyoinim with man Mikra Megillah, because Enayim Shavaniim Nisuis Lamikra Megillah. The Tiri Evin says, the Emerson, there are two Shailas. There's one Shaila, Bechlal, the whole Shtik Torah of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that the Aniim are waiting for Mikra Megillah, and Mikra Megillah is this man of Matanis Lavyoinim. That's one shtick tayre, Rabbi Yosef. And then Rabbi Yosef said another shtick tayre. And because the Nisuis, Labikra Megillah, so therefore if it comes out in Shabbos and we won't be able to be Mekayim Atonis Labyayim, so therefore they were Oike. They were Oike the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and Shabbos because Enayim Shalaniim Nisuis. So Bemison, Rabbi Yosef said two Yisoidis. Number one, Enayim Shalaniim Nisuis for Mikra Megillah. And this is the reason why they were oiker. And he's chaylik an rabbi, or moisef an rabbi. So he says, the Gemara does not say, Tanya kevosei de Rav Yosef. Because it's not muchach from this beraise that they were oiker, the mitzvahs mikra megillah and Shabbos because of this reason. No, Tanya namihochi, that means it was just being a raya, the etzim yisod that Rav Yosef had mentioned, that Einayim Shalaniim Nisuis B'mikra Megillah, that Tanya, we learned a Baraisa that there is such an Inyan, that Einayim Shalaniim is Nisuis B'mikra Megillah, and therefore the halacha is that when the Kforim are Magdimim L'yayim HaKnise, that the Matonis Lavyayim is Niskayim by the Zman HaMikra. Avo simcha eina neheges elo bizmana. But the mitzvahs, even though matanis lavyayinim is mekusha to mikra megillah, the mitzvah simcha, Rashi says, simcha shal macha lo mishte eina neheges elo bizmana. Omara, megillah bizmana kevin oisa afilu biyoch. Begila bizmana yekeren oisa afilo biyochid, sheloi bizmana ba'asore. Bravasi yomar, bein bizmana, bein sheloi bizmana ba'asore. Let us see Rashi. Bizmana biyodalit, mitoich shehi choyva boy. Since it's a choy, he sees a mitoch she choy ve boy ba yoyim, al kol yochid ve yochid. Since it's a choy ve boy ba yoyim, al kol yochid ve yochid, keiren oiso afilu be yochid, ta keil keiren boy, because everyone is learning them, ve iko pirso manes. Yeah. So, we'll come back to this lashon of Rashi. Shaloi bizmano, Al Kaponim, Rashi says, in the second half of Rashi we can understand. Rashi says, Dakil Kirim boy the Ikir Pilsum Nes, everyone is laying, so there's a Pilsum Nes. That was Klausel is laying the Megillah, so there's a Pilsum Nes, so it's not necessary that the Megillah should be Nikra Basor. That's Bizmano. Shaloi Bizmano.
So Rashi says, ki goyim kforim hamagdimim liyayim haknise, en koyren oiso elo ba'asore. So then you need asore. The be'inan pilsum nise. So what does that mean? That means l'chayri, because see, we don't have the lomdus that we said before. Before we said everyone is blaming it. So the be'ika pilsum next. Here, not everyone is learning it. The kvarim come in and the yemaknisa. So you have a few people learning it. You don't have hakel kvarim boy. So there, so there's a halacha that the Megillah has to be nikra mitoich pirsum. So memele, so therefore, shaloi bismano, the kvarim have to learn with a minyan. That means lavdavka that you need a minion of Bar Chiyuve who didn't hear the Megillah. That means if you have one person who didn't hear the Megillah, he calls together nine people. That this kriya should be in an oifen that it's a pirsum nisa. Not you don't need a kriya of a tzibo. A kriya of a yochid has to be ba oifen sheyesh by pirsum. And I'm asking Omar Bain Bismana Bain Shaloi Bismana Mitzvah Lachzer Acher Asore Mishum Pirsume Nisa. Amu Loi Ashkech Asore Loi Omar Abasi Goloi Likri. You don't find the Sore. Shein Isse Kriyosa Biyochid Ola Mitzvah Likroiso Ba Asore. Now, Rashi is the Reish Yosef is Medai from the Loshon of Rashi. Two things. But she brings there four shittas in our Gemara, but let us just try to figure out Rashi shita. That Rashi said in Rav that Shaloi Bismano, look at the Loshna Gemara, Megillah Bismano Kerano Yisafila Biyochi, and by Yisafila Lachatchila. Megillah, Rashi says, Kerano Yisafila Biyochi, Kerano Yisafila Biyochi, Kerano Yisafila Biyochi, Dakel Kerano Boy, Bikipil Samnes. That means that lo lachatchila one is permitted to be kaira biyoch. Shaloi bizmano ba'asora. So here Rashi says shaloi bizmano. So here it's mutim afilo lachatchila yilal talayim biyichidus. Shaloi bizmano kigen kforma magdimim. Ein kairin oiso elo ba'asora. Now that Rashi seems to be saying this was the gils of Rashi that Rav holds shaloi bizmano b'diyevet its market. Ein koyren oisa elo basol. Now Rav Asi says, "Bein bismana, bein sheloi bismana, mitzvah lachzer acher asor mishum pirsum meinisa, avulay ashkach asor leomar Rav Asi lelikish enisa kriyosa biyochid elo mitzvah lekriyosa basore." So from Rashi it seems Rav Asi holds that it's a mitzvah lachat. So Rav Asi is a shtikl machmir, a shtikl meikel. Avasi is machmer that bismano lechatchila they should lain ba'asore, and then shaloi bismano, if you can't find asore, you still lain. Now, the Reish Yosef mentioned this, Svasemis also mentions this. Now, this din that, Megillah bismano kernoisa afilu biyochid, so that means that, Chatchila you could lain without asore, and we had Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the same Rav, Kahanim b'avidosam, Levim b'dochon Yisrael b'amodim kulim mevatlim avidosam, uboin lishmoye mikra megila, the mevatl d'avoyda lishmoye mikra megila. Here we say Chatchila you could lain b'yochid, and here we say the mevatl d'avoyda lishmoye mikra megila. So the Reish Yosef and the Sfas Emes explain as follows. They say that here we're speaking about if there's a tzibur that is laning now the Megillah, so there the Zichan Inyan of Boreivam Hadras Melech and Pirsum Meinisa, one should be mishtatef to this tzibur. That less mandapoli, and that's the Gemara Daf Gimel, the Mevatlam Avedosam Lishmoy Mikra Megillah. Here we're speaking about, but the Machloikis, Rav, in Rav Asi, is speaking about a different case in Gansu. We're speaking about the Tzibo, laying the very El Tapas, the Tzibo. Now, he has to lay the Megillah. Does he have to schlep together a minion, yes or no? So Rav said, listen, if there's no tzibbur leining now, there's only b'rei v'am hadras melech, not so zola leining gesundheit b'yechidus. It is not necessary for him to schlep together a minion. That's bismanay, shaloi bismanay, he has to schlep together a minion, and if he can't schlep together a minion, by kforim makdimim l'yem haknisa, so Rabbi, you don't lain b'yem haknisa, you lain and you lain on Purim. That is what Rav holds. You can't schlep together a minion, so you lain on Purim. And Rav Asi said, no, l'chadchile, one should schlep together a minion, bein bismanay, and bein shaloi bismanay. So that is shot till now. Then the Gemara says weiter, Hava uvde, v'choshle rav lohod ravasi. That there was a maise, v'choshle rav lohod ravasi. So Rashi says, v'choshle rav lohod ravasi, v'chozar al asore v'kipzo. He went and he was mekabetz asore. So the Sfasemes explained, was in Hava uvde. What's a maise? So he says, explains as follows. He says, every year, Rav used to go and daven in the shul. So there's no problem. You have to daven in the shul. Forget brave Amadus Melech. Have uvde. There was once a maisa. He missed the minion of the shul. Now he had a lane to Megillah. So l'shitosoi. So he should go now and open up a Megillah in the Guten Tag himself. Although he was chosh l'ravasi. So he was mekabitz. Nine other people that heard Kis Megillah Lari. That the Nori Yishalayne Baso, he was chosh l'rabasi l'chadchila. That means Mikadin he held it unnecessary, but l'maise he was mach. Prakti Gemore miyoma Rav Hochi, did Rav say? Miyoma Rav Hochi, that what shaloi bizmano yinira sore, v'omar Rav Yehuda b'rei da Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei da Rav. Purim shechaliyah is b'Shabbos. If Purim is chal b'Shabbos, erev Shabbos zmanom. So Rav said, if Purim is chal b'Shabbos, so the zman is erev Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, erev Shabbos zmanom. The zman is erev Shabbos. What Shabbos zmanom? The zman is Shabbos. You tell the Shabbos. What's your erev Shabbos zmanom? Elo lav hochi komam, sheloi bizmanom kizmanom. He's saying Erev Shabbos, which is sheloi bizmanoi, is kizmanoi. Mazmanom afilu biyochit, av sheloi bizmanom afilu biyochit. Now, this is a very shvere gemara, according to Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Erev Shabbos zmanom. Mashme, shehu's man akabu alohu mimei anshei knesses agdoilu. That's his man. Idoloi koma makdimim l'Erev Shabbos. If he just wants to tell us that you lay in Erev Shabbos, so say makdimim l'Erev Shabbos. No, he said Erev Shabbos zmanom. Ochi kosheloi, bo Shabbos zmanom hu. Shere yudalit hukva leprozim. This man is Shabbos. That's his mom. Yelein, Erev Shabbos. Elolohochi nokat hai lishne. The tishma mino hoyo vetiknu lehen chachme Yisroel sha'ache knesses agdoilo lahagdim ishum derabit. But since that means it was a later takone after the anshe knesses agdoilo it should be magdim ishum rabit. Reyulonu kiyoim Uzman hakavua mitchila lechol dvor. So now, since they were misakin, that one should lain not on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos, arei ulonu ki yoim uzman hakavua mitchila lechol dvor. Ba'av apishu shaloi bizmanon habi kizmanon. So that's what he's telling us. So now, kan shayil aben, which the Achayim ask, Reish Yosef, Turei Evin, Sfas Emes, it's a Shrek Lachi Gemara, the way Rashi said before. Rashi says, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that from the Loshen of Rav, Rav said a very untrue statement. Rav said, that Erev Shabbos, Rav said, Purim Shchalis b'Shabbos Erev Shabbos Zmano. So that's not true. The Zman is Shabbos. That's the Zman, that's the true Zman. That's the Zman that the Anshik Nesagdilo and Misakit. So why did he say an untrue statement that Erev Shabbos Zmano? He wants to come and tell us that Erev Shabbos is the din of Shabbos. So just like Shabbos you can learn b'yochid, so Erev Shabbos you can also learn b'yochid. And here we have a stira, Rav said that Shaloi b'zmano, because it's ma'akev, a little bit yevid, you need a sorry. So the kasha is, what's the kasha? Rashi explained, what's the whole reason? Why by zmanom is it b'yochid? So Rashi says, because everyone learns b'zmanom. So that's why it's b'yochid. So there's a Pesuminisis. So here, everyone learns Erev Shabbos. So therefore, it's that's why you learn B'yochid. So what's the Kasha? Ashek Lecha Kasha. So the... So the Rashi Yosef says that the Gemara's kasha is that Rav had said two extremes. Zmanoi lechatchile yekayre biyochid. Shaloi bizmanoi b'diavad you need a sore. So here it should be al kaponim lechatchile you should. This is better than kforim magdimim. It's not zmanoi, so it should be l'chatchile, you should be here, l'chatchile, you should need a sore. That's what the Rosh Yosef says. Now, to explain the Rosh Yosef, where did we get such a pshore, me'echi teisi? Perhaps the Rosh Yosef learned the Loshon of Rashi, and the second Rashi on this Omud is very unclear. Bizmano, B'yud Dalid, L'chayre Rashi should have said as follows. We would get the message. Bizmano B'yud Dalid, Kairin Oysa Afilu B'yochit, Takel Kairin by the Ike Pisum Nes. L'chayre, that's what Rashi should have said. Why did Rashi have to say this whole Megillah to them? Bizmano Kairin Oysa Afilu B'yochit, Takel Kairin by the Ike Pisum Nes. So what is the first half of Rashi? So Rashi, the first half of Rashi seems to be saying, Bismana biyudalit, mitoich shehi choyva boi biyoyim al ko yochid biyochid. Rashi was mois of something. So Bachsach mir the Rosh Yosef understood Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is giving two reasons why you can be koyre lechatchila biyochid. Reason number one, because this is the Zman, and a second reason, it would be very good with Avav, so, and there's another thing, there's a Hakel Koyren Boy, Vika Pirsum Nes. So, I think that's what Rosh Yosef understood Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi says, Bizmano you could learn be Yechidis, because number one, this is the Zman, and number two, everyone is learning, so therefore he can learn be Yochid. So therefore the Rosh Yosef understood Pshat and the Gemara's Kashe, so Shaloi Bizmano, Yev Chodel Tivusa, Vachodel Reyusa. Chodel Tivusa, everyone is learning, but Chodel Reyusa, it's Fot Matzmano. So the Gemara's Kashe was, that Lemaise, it should, Lemaise, Lechatchila al Kaponim, you should need Asor. That's for me how the Rosh Yosef understood Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Svas Emes wants to say, according to Rashi, that the Kasha is as follows. Not the Kasha is as Tirim Rav. The Gemara says, Ava uvde b'chosh le'lav lohod ha'ravasi. So the Gemara says over here, that l'maise Rav was chayzer, and Rav l'maise was chosh le'ravasi, that l'chatchile, one is permitted to, one is mechuyif l'chatchile to lain basore. The Gemara is asking a kasha, not on the member of Rav. The member of Rav, Rav said the Megillah is manikar noisatul biyochid, and if the lomdus is that there's pisumi nise, so shloi bizman also should be the same thing. But Rav uv de vechoshe lav lo de Rav Asi, he was chosh, so the Bais says that he held, he wasn't saying mechalei ros, he held mechat chile, you should look for a soves, I bezoi, how could he say over here that Erev Shabbos manam? That means that you don't, that it's good my love's manam, afilu biyochi, that's what he means to say. I mean, afilu bismanam, he also had chilo one should be chayish for Rabasi. That's what the Svas Emes wants to say, Pshat and the Gemara according to Rashi, because the Loshna Gemara is not mashma like that. I think it means Umi Omar Rav Hochi. The Gemara doesn't ask on the Uvda. Umi Omar Rav Hochi. The Turi Evan wants to be chaylik on Rashi. He has this kasha also. I mean, the way Rashi was mevayer, that Zmanoi, the reason of Zmanoi is because everyone is lining, so then Erev Shabbos is also has this smile of Zmanoi. So he wants to say that Rav held as follows, that the kriya of Mikra Megillah Bizmanoi does not have to be a kriya of Pirsum Nise, because you have the Pirsum Hanes from the other halachas which are hal on Zmanoi. That means it's also basket the Tainis and the Dina Mishnah Besimcha. So Memele, so these are Mishloyachmonis, so the Pirsum Hanes you have from the other halachas which apply Bizmanoi. So therefore, Rav held, it is not necessary that mitzad the kriya there should also be a Pirsum Hanes. Shaloi Bizmanoi, which is Mutta Behesped Betainis, so Memele, and there's no Mishnah Besimcha, so Memele, so then he held, so then the Kri has to be a Pirsum Hanes. That was the Svar of Rabbi, this is Chaylik on Rashi. He says, the Milo Zmana is, you have a Pirsum Hanes, Mitzad, the Isser has been the tiny. So Memele, it's not necessary to make a Pirsum Hanes, Mitzad, the Kri. Shaloi Bizmana, you don't have any Pirsum Hanes, because has been the tiny, says Mutter. Male, then you need a Pirsum Hanes, Mitzad, Mikra Megillah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, he said, Shalei Bizmana, you also don't need a sovereign. Now there's Mutta Behesped Vatainis. Lamai said, Shid Gimel, Mutta Behesped Vatainis. Va'afal Pikain, it's Mutta Biyochit. So that's the kasha Amra. That's how the Turi Eben says. Agavuchi, he says, Rav Asi was Chaylik on Rav. Rav Asi held that even though Bizmanoi, there is a Pirsum Hanes Mitzad, that is a Hesped Betainis, but he held Mitzad the Etzem Kriya Lechatchila, there should be a Pirsum Hanes, so therefore he held Bizmanoi Lechatchila Yira Sor also. Upon him, that is the Eitanim Ikalim Shatan or Gemara. Akaponim, so we have Akasha Astire, Isis. Here Rav said, Shalei Bizmanoi is Basoret, and here we said, Shaloi Bizmanoi Kizmanoi. So the Gemara says, no, it does not mean to say, Shaloi Bizmanoi Kizmanoi Mazmanoi Biyochid, Av Shaloi Bizmanoi Biyochid. Loi, Le'enye Mikra Megile Basore. He holds Mikra Megile's Basore Taket, Shaloi Bizmanoi. Elamai Erev Shabbos Zmanom, Lafuki midrebi. The Oma hoyel benit chua yoris min kaimam yitchuli yay maknisim. He wants to be chaylik on Rebbe. He says, Rebbe said that what? That hoyel benit chua yoris min kaimam, she go all the way. Since she's not laying inside the side of the dalet, you're laying by yay maknisim. Okay, so he said, no. Okay, mashma derev Shabbos manamu. She's chaylik on the zman of the kriye. Lafuki mi de Rebbe. Rebbe says this man of the Kriya is Yemaknise, and Rav is saying that this man of Kriya is Erev Shabbos. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Ava uvde v'choshle lav lohod Ravas. Mikol Mokim, Tosfos says, Ilchasei Kibosei Derat. We paskin like that. The Rabbi Yochanan Islei Kibosei Beperik Shein. Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. The Komar, the Gemara says in the second Perik, Akeiri B'Megila Aksuve Bein Aksuvin. If it's not Nikir that he's learning a Megillah, it's Aksuve Bein Aksuvin. Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. For Masik, and the Gemara says, in one of the vices, one place says, Ya Yotze, Ha B'Yochid, Ha B'Tzibo. That's what? If a person is learning B'Tzibo, it's Lo Yotze, because it's not Nikir that he's laying the Megillah, Ksuba Ben Ksuba, or Biyochid, he is Yaitse. Alme Shekairim Oisa Biyochid, is the Rai Yekairim Oisa Biyochid. So we see that Yakairim Oisa Biyochid. So we paskin like Rav, and not like Ravasi. Now, Kan Shayla Ben, L'chayre, the way we had learned in Rashi, Rashi it said as follows: Rav Asi holds lechatchile you need asore. B'diavad you don't need asore. Bismani, shloi bismani. Rashi says, but bismani zichi you don't need asore. B'diavad only chatchile need asore. So what the taisa b'gerai? Now we according to the way we learn pshat in Rashi, Rav holds lechatchile. It yikayre biyochid. Chosh lo lo, the Rabbas is going to fumkai. Aber yosach adu, you don't need to be kayre biyochid. The Rabbas yosach adu, you need asora. So Taisa says, you know, we pass him like Rab, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you were yoitze, if you learned the Megillah, the Kosa Ben Iksu, you yoitze b'diyeved. So Sarai, we pass him like Rab. What's Sarai, pass him like Rab? It says yotzo. Rabbas yosach holds it's yotzo. So what's the Raya of Taisa's, that we pass that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. He only said Yotzo. So the Rosh Yosef explains that Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. Tosfos learned Pshat that Rav Asi holds B'diyevet you're not Yotzo. That Rav Asi, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shaloi Bizmano Ba'asoro, you need Asoro. And B'diyevet you're not Yotzo. That's how Tosfos understood. So now, Tosfos is a Meir de Keraya. So here it says, Yotzo is a Raya that what? But that Hakaponim is the Yevad Yoyotze. So you see, not like Rav Asi. No, the Rosh Yosef has a problem. If Rav Asi holds but the Yevad Yoyotze, not Yoyotze, have Uvde, the choshle rav lahoda rav asi. So what was the mice over here? I mean, what do you mean, have uvda v'choshle rav lahoda rav asi? Bishleim, according to Rashi, it's very good. Rav asi says, l'chatchile, you need a sore. Rav says, l'chatchile, you can lain b'yoche. Have uvda v'choshle rav lahoda rav asi, he was malaket asore. So that's very good. But if you say, according to Rav Asi, Philip B'Diyevid, you're not Yoitze, so what, so where do you have Havu'ub de Bechoshu L'Rav L'Hoda Rav Asi? So the Rosh Yosef says, we have to say that the Rav said that, I think it could be B'Diyevid, you're not Yoitze. I mean, he said such a statement, Ake. From what he did is not right that he holds B'Diyevid, you're not Yoitze. Azizek the Rosh Yosef. Period. V'chein halacha d'rava Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. V'chol shkein halacha d'kayme b'chad shitze. That the both hold that akvon b'diavad yoyitze. Boy d'Rav Asi talmid d'rava. Rabbeinu Yosef ish Yerushalayim posak. Da'af b'yochid tzorich levorich. Ha'yochid has to make a broch. V'chein nimtze b'tshubas Rashi. Sheishiv nire be'enai, deloishna yochid, deloishna tzibur, echod mevorech v'acherem shaymrim, shebacherem shaymen. That the yochid means not a sore, so echod mevorech v'acherem shaymen. V'chein nire loyma, ma'acha sheichachnu kriyosa b'yochid, if I prove to you that he can lain b'yochid, איסו שאין בו ברוכה ביוחד, אבל לפרושי, so the Gemara should have explained שאין מבורך אלא בציבו. Now you have to understand what this whole shakla v'taya over here. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Yosef said, you make a broche. Rashi said, you make a broche. And then Tosfos says, you know, I think also, that Tosfos proves it, you make a broche. Because if the din is, halacha we paskin leitrav, if you don't make a broche, so the Gemara should have said it. And what's the pilpul over here? What's the whole, Tosfos brings a whole pilpul over here. If you do make a broch, if you don't make a broch, why shouldn't you make a broch? What's the shaila? If you yaitz a biyochid, why shouldn't you make a broch? Kol amitzus mavoch lein oiva vasi yosom. Is that the mean pshat in Tosfos is, that, I'll bring a raya soon, that Tosfos is speaking about the broch achoina, which is a minig. Harov esriveinu, does a yochid make this broch? That's the shaila of Tosfos. Now, this, and Lachayra, there's two rayas from Tosfos. Number one, the Sifsei Chomer brings down the Shtubas Rashi. Rashi said, Klo, that a Yochid makes a brocha, bein lefonel, bein laachel. That's what Rashi said. So, Memelis was talking about a brocha laachel. And that's the pilpul of Tosfos. The pilpul of Tosfos is, now, since a Yochid is Mavore, now let's appreciate the pilpul of Tosfos. Because La Halacha, the Ramah says that you don't make a brocha when you carry the biyochid. And the Ramah says, a yochid, you don't say a rovus levenu. It's only niskan letzibo. And that is what our Tosfos is saying for Akel. Mocheira, our Tosfos is coming to say this way. If there's a din that a yochid is koire, and if there's a minik to make a brocha afterwards, so a yochid should also make a brocha. That's the pilpul in Tosfos. I mean, the Rashi said klo like that, and that's what Tosfos means. In Isa she'ema broche biyochid, the Gemara is speaking about over there about a broche. The Gemara should have mentioned it's only miyuchad letzibo. The Gemara didn't mention it. So vayis tachoyis that a yochid also makes a broche. Seem like this from the Mama Motrei also a little bit. It's very interesting though. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on the Ramah. The Ramah said in the Tar Tzadik Beis, Saif Sif Aleph, the Ramah says that a Yochid does not make a Brocha Rovus Riveinu. Mishnah Berurah Techen Tzu, the Lerabe brings down from Poiskim, a lot of Poiskim that he do make the Brocha. So the Lerabe brings down from Amaril and Amarivail, he brings some later Poiskim. It's a Pella Lechere. That's from the Mamad Morch, it's taken to the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef brings down the Yeshitas. I mean, L'cheira, that's the people in our Tosfos. If Tosfos says, if the whole Arichas, L'cheira, the Medubar is on the Brocha Achoina, the Brocha Rishoina, I mean, what's the Shaila Bechlau? I mean, and look the Mishnah weiter. Eizu hi ir gdoile, kol sheyesh bo asore batlonim. And here Gedoyla, that it is not a din of makdimim, is asora batlonim. Pochus mikan, if there's less than asora batlonim, arei ze kva, then there's a din of makdimim. Be'elu omru makdimim veloi ma'achem. It's the Rashi says, be'elu omru bizmanim shenogilo omru makdimim, im chal yudalet b'shabes, the Rishash also make a guy say, im cholu b'shabes. Look, we're speaking about yudalet and tazvot. Be'elu omru bizmanim shel megilu. What's the zmanim? That means yudalet tazvot. Magdimim im cholu b'shabes. So there's a din, if it falls out on Shabbos, you're magdim. Yeah, so avo zman atzei kahanim v'ho'om v'tishe ba'ol Chagigo, v'hakel, ma'achem, v'loy makdim. There, if it falls out in Shabbos, so we're ma'achem, we're not magdim. Let us see Rashi. Abuzman, atzei kahanim, v'ho'om, ho'omu b'meseches tainis, shohoyu mishpochei shal Yisrael, shekevu lehem yomim, b'chol shona, lohovi eitzim, l'migdosh, l'tzorech ha'marochet. U'mevi'in korben eitzim, imoim, they brought a korben, im chal liyos b'shabes ma'achen liyaymochol, so there the machen. The chayntishibov shachal liyos b'shabes, she also ma'achen. Vula din Rashi says, Vula yizayin betamiz lasora betavis. Vahai, di noka tisha ba'ov, mishum dohuch pulu ba'i tzoris, va'akil mis anem boi. Aber scharzoi mis amrini me mesechis reishe shone, rotzo mis anu, rotzo ein mis anem. So my mele, he's speaking about a tainis that everyone is mechuyivin, so this is tisha ba'ov. V'chagige, im chal yontif b'shabiz, Toich in Shalmei Chagige Lemocha, Shayesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shive. So you bring the Kol Chagige Lemocha. Vechein Hakel Esa'om, Shohoyo Bishono Rishayne Shal Shmite B'maitzoi Yontev Orishin Shal Chag. The mitzvah Hakel was the year right after Shmite, the first year of the new Shmite. So it was the first day Chalamoyed Sukkis. Kedachsiv Mikayit Shevashonim B'moyed Shnas HaShmite Kedamrin Mesechet Saite Shoya Melech Koirei B'Toyre Seifa Mishne Toyre. So also, you do not learn it if it falls out on Shabbos. That means, if the first day Chalamoyed Sukkis falls out on Shabbos, you don't, the Melech does not learn the Toyre on Shabbos, you learn it the second day Chalamoyed. Why? So Rashi says, Shaya Melech, Kaire Betayre, Seifa Mishne Tayre. Bechol Ha'om Chayovim, Lovoy, Lohovi Yestapo, Kedosiv Hakel Asom, Hanoshim, Vanoshim, Vahata. Beshabbis Yevshe, Omaviren Oisoy Lemocho. So Rashi says, you can't make this Hakel the first day Chalamoid, if it's Shabbos, because you can't bring the Taf. Because he can't carry it, Shabbos. So that's why, for Lechera, that my vision is this, Lechera, Chai Noisi, Yisatzma, it's only the Rabbonon. I mean, here it seems that that's the Seder, that the Turi Evan asks on Rashi another Kasha. The Gemara says, I mean, Yerushalayim, before they made the Pirtzes, there was no Rishus Arabim in Yerushalayim. Later there were Pirates to Chaim, so then there was the Rishus Arabim, but like this, there wasn't a Rishus Arabim in Yerushalayim. So this is a problem in Rashi, the reason that Rashi says. Now, that's one reason. So but Rashi says they couldn't make Akel on Shabbos, because you have to carry the children, and you know, to carry on Shabbos. The Gemara Yerushalmi Meforish, the Hod Lardinelei B'Shabbos, B'Bnei HaBimim, Kedisnan Bimim Shaleitza Ya'isen Lemelech Bazoret V'Yoyishev Aleh. So Memele, you need a Bimim, Opachinen Hosem V'La Evdei Me'esmoil, so make it Me'esmoil, B'Shani Dechikolei Azoret. That means if you'll build the Bimim, before Erev Yom Tov, you'll build the Bime. So Memele, so the Zohar is going to be very, very, very crowded, because the Bime took up space, and every inch of the Zohar was needed for the Kavos Kabbonis, even by Lerego and Yom Tov. So Memele, so they couldn't do it Erev Yom Tov, so they had to do it, they had to first start making the Bime, the Meitzoy Yom Tov, so if it's Shabbos, you can't make the Bime. Taisvis and Saita, because Taisvis is Chilik and Rashi. Taisvis asks, the Bime wasn't Ma'akev, so you won't have a Bime. I mean, so why would they Ma'akev? If this man of Hakel is Meitzoy Yom Tov, that's this man. So you won't make a bima. Why did they strip it off to the next day? The loy magdimin time meforish bigmore. This guy asks on a different stickle in Rashi, but you have to understand why would they ma'acher it? So the Gemara writer, Tone asore batlonim shebebeis haknesses.
עשור הבטלונים שבייס הכנסס, עשור הבטלונים שבייס הכנסס, שהם בטלם ממלאכתם, וניזוינים משל ציברשי, הרקשה, why are they called בטלונים? So Rashi says, שהם בטלם ממלאכתם, they're not working, וניזוינים משל ציבוק, כדי להיס מצויים בתפילה בבייס הכנסס, תום אמר במסכת ברוכס, כאילו שבו הקדוש ברוך הוא בייס הכנסת, ואין אימצי שם עשורת. Now, Rashi before said that on the Kimlam at Beis, Asor of Atlonim, Shebetelem and Melachtom, Shemitzuyim Tomit Bebeis HaKnesses, Shachis Ba'alvis. Rashi Beis is clothing one tear the whole day. They were there, Shachis Ba'alvis. I don't know how long they stayed there. Maybe there was a few minyanim in the morning or at night. I don't know, Klo, how long they were there. Gemisachis Brochis. I mean, if they came for davening, so what the ptelem in melachtem? I mean, they came davening. They were designing Michel Tzibur. Maybe they were there longer than the normal davening. They were there for a few minyanim. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis says a little differently. They did more than that. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis says, הייתי גדול לכל שיש פה עשור הבטלונים, יוד בטלונים הוא שיהיה בבייס הכנסת, יוד בני אודם שלויתי אליהם שום מלוכה, they had nothing to do, אלא איסקי ציבור, ותלמד תוירה, וקביוסם בבייס הכנסת. That it was technically קודש, that, I mean, the מושג of a קודל already started the, when he was there, the Kriyusan, they were there. That's an Ir Gedoyla. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. Look to Gemara weiter. Be'elu omru makdimin v'loy ma'achem. Now, by Purim, if it falls out in Shabbos, so it's makdimin v'loy ma'achem. My time. Omar Rab Abbe, Omar Shmuel, Omar Kro, v'loy yave. You can't make it later than these manim. So therefore, it's magdimin. Since we brought a member of Abba Meshmul, so it means another member. Omar Abba Meshmul, minayin shein moinin yomim l'shonim, shenema l'chotshei hashone. Chadoshim ata moine l'shonim, vi ata moine yomim l'shonim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Minayin shein moinin yomim l'shon. Kigoy, the oma koinim yayin shanitoyim l'shon. Is moine yud beis chodesh miyoyim l'yoyim. So he counts ashone, so it is 12 months. Vim nodar be'echot benissen, oser ad echot benissen abo. Afo pisha dayin yesh yud alef yoyim. שימויסה חמו יסיירן על ימויסה לבונה. So, במסן, the year, the solar year, has another 11 days. אוי פעמים שלנו עושים חדושים חסיירים. So, אף על פי קיין, that's called the year. The year is called, after 12 months pass by, that is a Torah's shot. Let's go a little further. ורבונון דקיסרי משום רב אבא אמרו, מניין שהם מחשבים שויס לחדושים, שנאמר עד חוידש יומן. חוידש is מקובץ, is through days. יומים אתם מחשב לחדושים, אתם מחשב שויס לחדושים. Shois lachadoshim, Sarashi says, ko oimer ke goyim, oimer ze gitech, and leibosi mikan ad chodesh ze. That if he won't come from now to the end of this chodesh, bo ye chodesh chosur, u bo mishach sheicho liyoyim chavtes. So he came the night after chavtes. So memeile, ein oimer madayim hu besoich chodesh, sherei chadoshu sholobone, Choftes Yoim Umachze, it's 29 and a half days, so basically it's still that Chodesh. It's Kamash Molon, no, the Chodesh
is measured with days and not with hours. Now, the Turi Evan asks on Rashi two ha'ores. Ha'ore number one is it's very modern. My Rashi has to give different mishalim for each case. One was a neder, one was a get with a t'nai. I mean, you could have said the same thing, the same mushal by both. Both could be a neder, both could be a t'nai. That's ha'ore number one. Ha'ore number two, he says, the Turi Evan Tain is that, we're bringing psukim over here. Minayim she'en moinim yomim l'shonim. That the year is considered a year, you don't cheshben days. It's totally l'chotche yashonim. If you have the right amount of months, year ends. For the right amount of days, the month ends. You don't cheshben with hours. So he says, that what the Misholim that Rashi brings, you told us the Loshim B'nai Adam. You don't bring Psukim on this. You have to know what's the Loshim B'nai Adam. Sai by Nidorim, Sai by Tnoim, he made a Tnai by the Get. This is totally Loshim B'nai Adam. Not totally in Psukim. So he wants to say, and I said the Beishitzel brings Bemis and the Rambam Taki says this, that he was speaking halachically. Fakir, the Rambam says, talking about the Dorim, or we're talking about Fakert, logically, the year ends after 12 months. You start Chaydish Nissen after 12 months. You don't Cheshbu with the solar year. This is called a new year now. This is called a new Chaydish now. That we don't, the Rambam says, we don't make Chadoshim, that means the first half of the day will be the previous Chaydish. And the second half of the day will be the next Chodesh. We don't do such a thing. I can't. That's why we had once a Moli and once a Chosa. But Chadoshim, the way we are Meina Chadoshim, it's complete days, not half days. That's how the Turi Evan and the Rambam Lim Shat Na Gemara, not like Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Avuzman Atze Kahanim V'tisha Ba'ov V'chagige V'hakel Ma'achin V'loy Makdimim. Here, if this falls out on Shabbos, so here is a din Ma'achin. So the Gemara starts explaining. Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, Agdumi Puranos Loy Makadmim. You're not Magdim Puranos. Chagigo V'hakel Mishum Dakati Loy Motos Man Chiyuvayu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Akati lemotas man chiyevayu, vim yakdimu lo yotsu yidei chayvosa. It won't be yotsu, this man chiyev, as the person will be makrev, shalme chagige, or shech the shalme chagige, the erev yontev. So it will be makrev, so yontev is Shabbos. So Shech the Shalmi Chagiger of Yomtiv, so weiss the Chais, that's not his man's Zviche, the Zviche has to be in Yomtiv. Even though he can eat it in Yomtiv, but weiss the Chais, his man's Zviche also has to be in Yomtiv. V'yagdimu lo yeitzu yedei chayvosim. V'chein atzei kahanim shekavu lem zman kavu b'nidorim. That means, they made a neder to come this day, so before that day, there's no kiyum a neder, it seems. Now we have a baraisa. Tone. Chagige v'chol zman chagige ma'achen. So the Gemara says, bishloim chagige, I know what this means. The mikle b'shabbat, that if yontif, the first day yontif falls out in Shabbos, machine lo lebosor shabbat. That's good. Chagige ma'achen. That you don't bring the shalme chagige on the first day yontif, you wait till the next day, because the first day was Shabbos. El zman chagige mayhi. What does this mean, zman chagige? Omar Rav Yishaya hochi koma. Chagige b'Shabbos. Chagige yom acher if the first day yontif fell out in Shabbos. Ba'oilas riyeh, and the oilas riyeh
the first day Yontif. Afilu be Yontif. Afilu the first day is not Shabbos. It's only Yontif. This man chagige, and you bring shalmei chagige, ma'achin, but you don't bring the oilas riyev. Money beishamai hi, this is going according to beishamai. This nan beishamai oimrim, mevim shlomim biyontif ein tzoymchem aleyim. You bring shalmei simche biyontif ein tzoymchem aleyim, usi aboloi oilas, you don't bring the oilas, besimul oimrim, bin shlomim ba'oilis v'saymchem alayim. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, bishloim ha'chagig ediktoni ma'achrim, what does that mean, ma'acher, i'ikla b'shabes. What does that mean, zman chagig? But it says, afilu biyontev zman chagigo, shemuter lahakriv shalme chagige, afilohochi ma'achen oiles ria ad chile shalmoy. So he's saying that zman chagige means even though it is the zman chagige, so one is permitted, you bring shalme chagige, but you don't bring an oiles ria. Fahochi mashme lishne de braise. Chagige ma'achen. You ma'acher, if it falls out on Shabbos, you ma'acher to bring the kol chagig. For oid yesh dover acher, there's another thing, sheigia zmanai, that also the zman came, it's the zman that you should be makrivit. Ma'acherin oisa yoyim. You ma'acherin that day. Afshu zman chagig, even though it's a zman chagig, ve'ezes hu oivas chiyah. Shechoyves regu. Zachoyves regu v'siv lo yiro upon ha'reiko. Vamrini memeseches chagig lo upon ha'reikem bo'oilois. That's the Zvochim, the Rishash is Meichig. Yes, you have to bring oilois. Afil lohochi biyontev leikolve. You're not makriv the oilois riyah. Ubeishamahi, the omri ain't makrivim biyontev oile, ha'yachoyle lov, ilo mocha. That an oile that you can bring lemocha v'afilu yichayves regel. Not bring b'chayves nedove. Afilu an oile sriya, which is a chayves regel, you do not bring on yonta. Now the Gemara brings the machlekes beishami beisil. Beishami says meviim shlomim biyonta. Shein machel odom biyonta. Ksiv acha sheyochel lechol nefesh. Bein soimchem aleyem shasmiche shvusi, smiche za shvus, kisnan eilehin mishum shvus, leroichon al gabi behime, and so that's, you're not allowed to be soimch al gabi behime, that means, so this goes into the gzeir of you're not to mishtamish v'bal chai. Al eilu sheyakrivu b'yontev, so the shlomim that will be makri b'yontev, Yismechu me esmel, dasle be shamai take it lismiche shchite. They don't know take it lismiche shchite. So you bring shlomim, and you saymech, aboloi oiles, ein mevim. Ksavri lochem voloi legavoya. That is also. So lo oimri mevim shlomim vo oiles, mani mikam lochem, lochem voloi lenochem. Now, Lidavoini, I'm very unclear in one nekuda over here. I saw a Taisvis in Chagige. Taisvis in Chagige, Daf Yudzayin Amid Aleph, Lizarashi in a Taisvis, and I don't really understand what's happening. Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. We'll have later. Rashi brings down this is a mission in Chagiga Daf Yudzayin. Rashi brings it down later. So I looked up the Gemara. Rashi says as follows. Atzeres shechaliyos be'erev Shabbos, if Shavuos was chal erev Shabbos, Beishamei Oimrim Yoim Tavuach Acha HaShabbos. So Beishamei says you'll start shechting the Kabonis Sunday. Shavuos was Friday, so you start shechting the Kabonis Sunday. Bisilul Oimrim Ein Yoim Tavuach Acha HaShabbos. You don't start shechting Sunday, you could shecht Friday. That's the Mishnah. Now Rashi explains Yoim Tavuach. What could, now Beishamei says the Kobonis for the Yontif, you'll start shechting Sunday. So Rashi says, Yom Tavuach shel Kobonis Riye, the Oilis Riye, v'chagige shel Yontif, and the Shalme Chagige of Yontif, la'acha Shabbos. So that, according to Beishamei, you'll shech this all after Shabbos, shen krevim loy b'yontif loy b'shabbos, so you couldn't start shechting the Chagige and the Oilis Riye in Shavuos, Friday. So you start shechting everything Sunday. And Beis Hillel holds, Ein lo yom tabuach, Ein etzricha yom tabuach, Shemuta lakrivim b'yontif. You're allowed to shech the Shalmi Chagige b'yontif. You're allowed to shech the Oilis Riye in yontif. Fine. But Agavucha Rashi says, that according to Beis Shammai, you don't shech the Shalmi Chagige in yontif. Yom Tavuach shel Kabonis Riye v'chagige shel Yom Tov l'achar HaShabbos. Shen krevim loy b'yom tov loy b'Shabbos. Now Tosfos brings down this Rashi. Perish Rashi, Kabonis Riye, the Kabonis Riye, you'll shecht on Sunday, v'chagige. Shen krevim loy b'yom tov loy b'Shabbos. You can't be makiv a kabon chagige on Yom Tov. V'lo yitochen loy mekein. So Tosfos says, the chagiga amayloi, why can you bring a kolm chagiga? Umayshna mishlomim lebeshami, what is the difference than shalmei simcha? Why can you bring a chagiga and yontif? Umiyu b'yirshalmei maisi, omru sotais brings a yirshalmei, omrulem lebeshilu, the dorim and the dovish yechichu, you're not, how could you say you're makriv? You're not makriv in the dorim and the dovish in yontif, omrulem beshilu, mal in the dorim and the dovish ain't kavur lem zman. Taimru bechagigish is mana kavua. So Bisilu says, no, chagigish mana is kavua. That's what you can bring it in Yontif. Omru lehem beisham, chagigish mama yens mana kavua. Shim loichog agbarish, and chagig vahilich kol aregel. So just like you don't bring the dorm and the dovis in Yontif, because you can bring it later, so you don't bring a chagig also in Yontif. And Bisilu said, no, chagigish, since you can only bring it in the regal, lechog v'regal and yochalochi, hain is mani kabu. Mash medaf b'chagigish pligi k'deperish Rashi. So here, and daf yidzayin medalef, a Rashi in a Tosfos that say klo that according to Beis Shammai, you do not bring a shalmei chagigish in yomtiv. That's what Rashi in Tosfos says. And here Rashi says. We're saying Pshat, Rabbi Shaya said Pshat in this Baraisa, that the Baraisa is saying, Afilu, well, this is going to Beis Shammai, Afilu b'yontif, this man, v'oilus riyah, Afilu b'yontif, this man chagige ma'achin. So here Rashi says klo, that Afilu b'yontif this man chagige shemuta lahakriv shalmei chagige afilohim achim oilas riyah. So here Rashi says klo that you bring shalmei chagige according to Beis Shammai, and there daf yedzayin it seems you don't bring shalmei chagige. I don't know. Then I saw, so I didn't have time to be mevarah. So Gemorin and Bey daf yedzayin also seems to say you do bring shalmei chagige afilu according to Beis Shammai. So I don't know. Let us go a little further. Rava Omar, now we're just saying pshat in this paraisa. Chagige v'chol zman. Now let us perhaps learn Tosfos before we go see the more further. Oilas riye afilu b'yontif ma'achem. That is a base. Shammai holds, you do not bring an oilis riyah in yontif. Your ma'acha, you bring it after the day of the yontif. Chalamayt. Hitcha or rav rabochonim, hodam bin epe kamadabeye, ha shaykhet oilis nedove b'yontif, Loike, an Eilus Nadova, you get Malkus. Um Masik, it's a Malach. Masik, the Omalach money. Beishamahi, it's according to Beisham. Bekoshe, a Mailoi Toni, Eilus Ri, which is a bigger Rebus, if Beishamahi holds. But you're not allowed to be makabin, as the Moses says over here now, the makabin Eilus Ri in Yontev. A Mailoi Toni, Eilus Ri, the Rebus of Tvei. The Avel Gav, the Avet Tzerich Yontev, it's a Tzerich Yontev. And the dominant dove is not a tzerchiantiv. Avgav dove tzerchiantiv, loika libe de beishama. So why does he chapa on oilis nadova? Vein loim bedoach in okat oilis nadova lashmina. The veloach is shori beisilo. That according to tell us the two extremes. That according to beishama, you get your loik. And according to beisilo, oilis nadova is muta. So ain't of the peg sheni da osa muchabedit le nechleku. Beis ilu al oilo she'ena shel yontiv, the vadi ene kreve beyontiv. That Beis ilu is also mighty, can't bring the dorim and the dovis. Can't bring the dorim and the dovis. Vim ken koshem ein noket oilus and the dove. Agamara seems to say for loyal asriya. Vishleim dochi noket oilus and the dove. Lemedek, vashalmi and the dove ein eloik. Ein chanami. That oilus riya, you'll also be like it. But he wants to bring a diik that shalmei nedove, which you're not allowed to bring, but it'll only be an isseres, ein eloike, ki nikabu tzoych oichol nefesh. Avesure mi yike, mishum dachsiv lochem. There'll be an isseres of lochem, but there is no malchus.